You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK.
Middlesbrough without a win in their last 13 league games against Leicester since a 1-0 win way back in March 2002. And in the reverse fixture, Leicester came from behind to draw 2-2 in November, thanks to penalties from Riyad Mahrez and Islam Slimani. Heartbreak, Derek, for Middlesbrough at Old Trafford. United came from a goal down to win 2-1 in the last 10 minutes, and Leicester beat West Ham 1-0 at the King Power. But Leicester, I think West Ham were the better of the two sides in that match, Derek.
Yeah, they were. Certainly from what I saw in the match report I read too. It rode their luck a little bit, Leicester. And you mentioned that Borough's poor record against the Foxes over the last, dozen or so years. But more importantly, more pertinent, is Leicester's away record this season. In the last Premier League away games, they've lost 7 and drawn 4, which is quite incredible given that they were loaded to the rafters only a few months ago. I've got a strong fancy for Borough here, you know. I'm not getting worked up by that Leicester win because I made that mistake a few weeks ago when they beat Manchester City 4-2 and I thought, this is it, we've got the old Leicester back, and they've been useless since then. They don't seem to be able to put two wins together. And there was a lot to like about Borough against United. I thought they were very unlucky to lose that game. And I just like the look of them. You know, they've beaten Bournemouth, they've beaten Swansea and they've beaten Hull. Now, you might argue that Leicester are a better side than those three. On this season's form, I'm not too sure. And these are the kind of games that Borough are tending to win, or at least not to lose. And I've got a strong fancy for them in this game. I'm going to go for the North East side.
7-4 Middlesbrough for Derek. I tend to agree with Derek here, Tom. I think Middlesbrough look good at 7-4.
Well, I don't think Middlesbrough lose this game, that is for sure, because, you know, at home they've been all right. It's not exactly, you know, Burnley-type form, but they've beaten the sides they would have expected to, and they've picked up some bonus points, haven't they, away from home this season, you know, out of the likes of Arsenal and Manchester City, points they wouldn't have expected to get. This will be one that Ita Krankor will think, yeah, we can get a 3 points, because when you look at their results overall, they don't look good of late. You know, 4 defeats in the last 5, the only victory over that hapless Swansea side at home, so they're probably in need of a little bit of a pick-me-up. The only saving grace for Borough when we look at the bottom of the table is that Sunderland, Hull and Swansea are showing no signs of life whatsoever, and it might just be by default they end up staying up. They get something from this game. Leicester, I think they're coming up against the Middlesbrough side who, the way they play and the amount of bodies they get behind the ball, this is not what Leicester want to play against. You know, Leicester have been found out this season just in terms of finding any space in behind. They can't play that way and they struggle to break teams down. They're basically relying on set pieces or eventual crosses into the box. And Middlesbrough don't give you much. So I don't think Middlesbrough lose the game. And I think if I'm looking at a pro-Middlesbrough bet, which I think Middlesbrough might just edge it, it's only going to be a narrow victory. So again, I'd go back to the correct score group betting here of a Middlesbrough 1-0, 2-0 or 2-1 at 23-10.
Acca 5 is William Hill's new Acca insurance. It means if you have a 5 selection accumulator and one lets you down, you'll get your money back as a free bet. And it's available across all sports. Acca 5, exclusive to William Hill. T's and C's apply.